Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth.
You know, in the chapter 3, honey, Bob Bodine starts out with this declaration. Did you know that George Washington talked to God? Well, I happen to have one of my very favorite pictures in our house, and that is George Washington kneeling beside his horse in the beginning of the morning, praying. And I always have loved that picture. It's been one of my very favorite pictures, but there's actually proof that he did talk to God. And he needed to, too.
Yes, he did.
During the time at Valley Forge, he had lost so many men.
Well, he started with 30,000.
Yeah, and was down to several thousand.
3,000.
And many
half
of them,
yeah,
a third of them, I think, at least,
yeah,
didn't have shoes.
They took burlap sacks and wrapped them and tied them, and that was their shoes.
That's right. But to prove that, you know, one of the stories that's not even in here is the story of Isaac Potts.
It is. It's a great story.
It is a great story.
One day, you know, Isaac Potts, a Quaker farmer, was walking along a creek at Valley Forge when he heard the murmur of a solemn voice. Through the thicket, Isaac saw a lone man on his knees in the snow. It was General Washington. His cheeks were wet with tears as he prayed to the Almighty for help and guidance. The farmer quickly slipped away. When he reached home, he said to his wife, "Hannah, my dear, all is well. The Americans will win their independence. George Washington will succeed." She asked, "What makes you think so, Isaac?" He said, "I heard him pray, Hannah, out in the woods today. If there's anyone on this earth the Lord will listen to, it is this brave man. He will listen, Hannah. Rest assured, he will." The farmer, honey, as we know, was right.
Yep.
The last of the harsh winter snow melted away, and a soft green crept over the hillsides. George Washington's army still lived against all odds. They'd outlasted the cruel Valley Forge snows.
You know, the thing about it is, honey, is this is not only a story, it's actually a documented story. And also, he needed to win a victory badly.
He did.
So I love it how Bodine also tells this story in here, how he took Thomas Paine's book called The American Crisis, and he writes, "It armed them with something more than weapons. It reminded them of who they were, whose they were, and the path they were called to follow." The opening line of Paine wrote is timeless. "These are the times that try men's souls."
Mm.
You got to love it when a man that smiles at trouble can gather strength from distress and grow brave by reflection. It was just the spiritual armor they needed. Now, let me tell you this, honey. This is interesting, too, because this is what happened. Washington is taking this group, and he's decided he's going to surprise the Brits the day after Christmas because he figures they're going to be taking some of the day off. He's going across with these men in, I mean, ice, terrible, stormy weather. Like we said, a third of them didn't even have boots on, even shoes. And as he's going across, a terrible snowstorm comes. You think, wow, this is it. But how many times in Scripture have we seen where something happened that was just at the wrong time? Like Joseph, he's just getting a foot up in Potiphar's house. And his wife attacks him, and he has to run for his life. And does Potiphar take his side or believe him? No. He believes the lying woman, and he gets thrown into prison. And Bodine recognizes that thing right here in chapter 3 again. This terrible snowstorm arose, and they thought, oh, boy. But they just kept setting the course. And how many times, he says, have we thought that everything was over because we met a setback? You know, the cancer came back. Papers are served for a divorce. You get indicted. You get fired without a cause. Or you're deserted by close friends that you thought would be there for you. And the point of it is this. everybody, scripturally, historically, runs into this kind of problem. What we have to recognize is that God is on our side. He knows the situation. He knows he's got a plan for us.
That's it.
And he's going to bring us through. So that's exactly what happened to George Washington. When they got to the other side, the snowstorm was so bad, it was a gift from God, because they didn't even put a sentry out to guard the troops. And Washington and his troops came in and took them over.
Amen.
So we're talking about God moving no matter what the circumstance looks like.
Yeah.
I love it.
You know, Bodie makes a statement in his book. He says, George Washington knew exactly where to begin in times of trouble.
There you go.
A two-chairs conversation with God.
And now we know.
That's right. See, we need to understand that God himself has been seeking relationship with his creation since the beginning.
Now, and what does that mean? That means that in the still of the evening, what did God do? He came out to talk with Adam and Eve.
Yes.
I mean, we can take this back to Genesis in the beginning.
Absolutely.
It's amazing.
Absolutely.
It's amazing. So God has been wanting to have this conversation with us since the beginning of time.
One of the scriptures we've used throughout this teaching is Psalm 5:3. It says, "In the morning, O Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my request before you and wait in expectation."
Mm.
Honey, can you imagine, you know, that long before, you know, you were even thinking of him, he's been thinking about you.
Amen and amen. That, honey, is really worth stopping and meditating on.
That's exactly what we did.
Now, think about this, and also Bob Bodine mentions this in The Two Chairs. He goes, you know, what if you were in some big legal trouble and you had the ability to sit down with Supreme Court Justice John Roberts and have a meeting and talk over your legal problem with him for, say, 30 minutes? Or maybe let me bring this up. How about if you're coaching your son or your daughter and they're in middle school and you want to be the best coach ever, and you got Mike Krzyzewski just calls you up, the head of Duke basketball, which is of course big in North Carolina here, and he goes, hey, I'll give you 30 minutes every morning and we can talk over strategies and plans. Wouldn't that be the most incredible thing?
Yes, it would.
And yet, who do we have? The Lord God Almighty. What can you say?
Creator of heaven and earth.
That's right.
But, you know, all those people that you talked about, you know, they're nothing really compared to the opportunity that we have each day.
Mm.
And the idea of the creator of the universe, the King of Kings, God himself, is waiting to meet you.
Wow.
Well, it almost seems, honey, too good to be true.
That's right.
Awesome. But it is. You know, you need to set up your two chairs room and see for yourself. And when you do, we promise you, you will never be the same.
Amen.
Now, even if you believe this, we can unfortunately take this a thought a little casually. Yeah, Bodine talked about a friend of his who told him that he likes to talk to God in the morning in his bed. He asked Bodine if that would be okay for the two chairs concept.
Oh, my.
And Bodine told him a great story.
Oh, wow.
And this is on page 43 in the book. Bodine said, I responded, if you could have 10 minutes every morning with billionaire Warren Buffett to discuss your investment strategy, would you do it? He said, of course. Would you meet him in your pajamas while you're in bed?
This is a very good point of respect
it
and
is.
Reverence.
He said, my friend laughed and said, no. I guess I would set up a special spot in my house where we could talk.
There you go.
I then asked him one more question. Is your meeting with Mr. Buffett, in your meeting with him, what would you talk about? Would you talk about your investment strategy the whole time? Or would you ask him a few pointed questions and then listen as much of his advice and wisdom as you possibly could.
I tell you, that right there is so insightful for us to get, because it allows us to see, really, in a human perspective, the way that we need to be approaching our time with the Lord and what we need to be doing. And I even recommended this. I think I was the one that recommended it on an earlier broadcast where we talked about, think about what you want to say before you get there.
That's right.
So that you're not spending all the time talking and then waiting 30 minutes. You know, have it succinct and put it before the Lord and wait for his response.
As Bodine said in his book, the chance to come sit with the king to talk with him about anything and everything.
Wow.
Even though he knows it all. That's right. Even though he knows it all, he still wants to share the worries, pain, hurt, shame, whatever's going on with you.
Think of that.
And when you ask for forgiveness, he forgives. Yeah. And he forgets. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He loves us right where we are.
That's it.
And see, that's just the beginning of God's goodness.
Oh.
Hallelujah. He wants to fill us with his peace, joy, insight, wisdom, power, and favor beyond anything that we could see or imagine. Now, there are some people who will say, I talk to God. But then they describe their talk time as more of a quiet time of reading, studying, and meditating.
I mean, he can reach you during those times, but how much more exciting to be able to listen for that inward voice.
That's exactly right. And all that reading, studying, I mean, that's awesome.
It is.
But see, that's not really what Bodine's talking about in his book, and it's not what you and I have experienced, and so many of you hearing our voice has experienced as well. We started getting amazing testimonies from people who've read Two Chairs, put the chairs in, started having face-to-face meetings with God.
Or just the peace of God coming over them.
Every morning.
I mean,
every morning.
Amen.
See, by putting those chairs there, you're in fact creating holy ground.
Yes.
In your home.
I know.
Apartment
I don't,
or whatever you're,
yeah, I don't,
you're traveling.
I don't even like to have anything put near that chair or in that chair. It becomes a sacred place.
So what you do is you create a specific place for the chairs, a strategic one to go to every morning with expectancy to listen, talk, and understand what God has got, what he's saying, and what's going on.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Mm. Now, that's kind of exciting.
It is.
It really is.
And it's just near enough.
And, honey, it doesn't matter where you put the chairs. It doesn't matter what kind of chair it is.
That's right.
Whether it's a lawn chair, a dining room, living room, or even a rocking chair. It could be a stool. We had a lady come in the store, came to see us, and she had been sick, was not having breakthrough. They gave her medication that made her shake. And she remembered, she took with her to the hospital the book of Two Chairs because I'd recommended it to her. She said, okay, I'm going to do this. And she got and sat in a chair, and the only other thing in the room was a stool. And she said, that's where God, where I had God sit. And I started praying with the two chairs.
But in a reverential
atmosphere. Absolutely. And within 30 minutes, the shakes were gone. And what she'd been dealing with, it was going as well.
Hallelujah.
So it's not the kind of chair, as we said on day one. It's not about the furniture. It's about your future.
And the atmosphere you create.
That's exactly right.
Amen.
So the question, does God actually speak today? Absolutely. He does. If you believe that, just know that he's waiting for you right now.
Amen.
And that's the secret.
There from
the secret of
Genesis
two
form.
Chairs is you got to be there. If you're there, he'll talk to you. Hallelujah. I love this one today. And well, glory to God. If you've been blessed by the teaching, go to haroldherring.com. Up at the top where it says Soul Seed, just ask God what seed he'd have you. So just do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And by the way, we have a limited number of Two Chairs books available right now. If you want one, and if you commit to read it, it's normally $20. We'll send it to you is a seed, as long as supply lasts.
As long as we have them.
That's it. Well, till tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.